Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Good evening. This is Sandy, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And you know, on this journey, I get to serve as your tour guide. I thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's get this party started. And you know, there are always some things that must be done before the partake starts. Here at Life, Love, and Wellness, the first thing we do is we ground ourselves in affirmative readings, and they're taken from Reverend Sandy's blog, that's me, and today's message is entitled, Be Thankful. Simply give thanks today. Give thanks for your life. Give thanks for a new day. Give thanks for exactly where you are. Give thanks for the air you breathe. Give thanks for the blood that circulates in your body and sustains your physical temple. Give thanks for everything. Give thanks for your food, shelter, and the clothes on your body. Give thanks for family and friends. Give thanks for the sunshine and the rain, for the stars and the moon. Give thanks for being able to see, feel to the Creator. Dedicate this day to being filled with thanks. And that has guided me throughout this entire day. And it has been so awesome to be able to just be in a state of gratitude. And so I appreciate you for being with us tonight. And our next thing that we do to make sure that we're grounded and prepared to enjoy in the show is we invoke and we invite the spirit and the energies of our ancestors to be a part of us. We invite them to be with us tonight on the show. And, you know, they're always with us, but it is our intention to make sure that we send out a special invitation to invoke their presence with us tonight. And so I just thank you for being with us. This is going to be such an incredible show. We have the incomparable Tangi Miller with us, and she is such a heavy-duty, multi-talented, multi-faceted sister. I mean, she is just shining in the media, in the production world. And so I want to make sure that she is able to come on and share her story with us tonight. And she's incredible. She's just incredible. And so we're going to be joined by Tangi in just a few moments. And, again, she's taking time from out of her busy schedule to be with us tonight. So, audience, I want you to stay tuned. I want you to get ready. And remember that Tangi is she's on fire. And she may not stay with us for the whole show. So for those of you that are with us right at the beginning, I'm so thankful that you're here. So we want to make sure that we have Tangi on in just a few moments. So we're first, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about her being on the show with us. So I'm just going to play a little music to get us fired up, get our blood circulating in our bodies with the tune, and I hope you like it. And that was a tune called Getting It On. It's on the CD In Time. And, again, you know, that's my nephew, Anthony A.K. King. And you can purchase that at www.anthonyakking.com. And the name of the CD is In Time. And that's one of my favorite sides right there because it's so upbeat. And it just helps you to be thankful, just like the daily message was for today, just being thankful for living a new day. And so I know that Tangie is an extremely busy person. I am so thankful that she has the time to be with us tonight. And audience, if you would like to join into the discussion, you know to hit 1 on your dial if you're already on. If you're listening and would like to be a part of the discussion, the dialogue, give us a call at 516-531-9819. You're tuned in to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I have the distinct pleasure of introducing our featured speaker for tonight, Ms. Tangie Miller. She was born and raised in Miami, Florida. She's the oldest of 6 children. She attended the Alabama State University in her undergrad and earned a Master in Fine Arts degree at the University of California, Irvine, and that's something that we share. I didn't get my degree, but I did attend UC Irvine. She also studied at the Royal National Theater. She also studied at the Royal National Theater in London, as well as the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. After earning two degrees, and she's a cancer activist, Tanji went on to stardom on Emmy Award-winning show Felicity as stylish Elena Tyler. Miller was named one of the TV Guide's sexiest and one of the most beautiful people of the millennium by Ebony Magazine. Miller now heads film company Olivia Entertainment, producing films such as Love and Other Four-Letter Words, Good Wifey, My Girlfriend's Back, and co-productions of 72 Hours, The Good Life, Hollywood Chaos, Hurricane in a Rose Garden, and Boxing Day. Ms. Miller is also known for work in films as Phantom Force, Tyler Perry's Madea's Family Reunion, the MC Hammer Story, Drones, and Leprechaun, Back to the Hood, and most recently, Twin Flames, which is in post-production, and Diva Diaries screening in Peachtree Film Festival August the 11th, where she makes her directorial debut. Now, that is going to be right here in Atlanta on the 11th of August. So I just want to make sure I give a heads up to you folks that are right here in Atlanta that we need to be a part and we need to be supporting Diva Diaries. And one of the places where it's going to be, where the screening is going to take place is actually at the Southwest Arts Center on New Hope Road near Cascade in Atlanta. So that's going to be on August the 11th. They're going to have their private screening of the we're going to have a private screening of Diva Diaries on that particular day. So make sure, and we're going to get some additional information from Tanji on that. Now, she her credits are just tremendous with the film and the TVs and the awards that she received. She was nominated for the 2001 and received the NAACP Image Award. She's an actress, she's a model, she's a dancer. Are you there, Tanji?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, hi, how are you? Thank you for the intro.
Doing great. I'm so excited that you have some time to share with us. Wow, you're such a busy person.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I wasn't sure if you could hear me because we got disconnected, so I was like, oh, my God, where is she? Where
is she? No, I'm not going to let you go that easily.
No, thanks for what you do, and thanks for having me.
Oh, yes, yes. And so I was giving the audience some information about Diva Diaries, and it's coming up, and you know, just sharing some of your background with the audience. But now, I know that you've got so many things that you're doing and you're making your debut as a director coming up just in a couple of weeks here in Atlanta. You want to tell us about
that?
Yes,
I do. Please don't miss this. I'm so excited. It's at the Peachtree Film Festival. It's actually opening night. It is August the 11th. The actual screening is at 7. We have a preception for VIPs, and you can get your VIP tickets. And we'll leave that information because I can't think of it offhand right now. But that starts at 6, and then we have a showing. Our feature designer is coming in from California, and we're going to do a fashion show. So, you know, come and be a part of it, see her amazing designs. It is truly your diva destination, not just for divas, but all the people that love divas. And we're going to share our diaries and our stories. So I am super, super excited about it. And I can't wait to share this with the Atlanta audience. It's our first time screening, so I just can't wait to do that.
So this is your debut right here in the ATL, right?
This is a directorial debut. I have family and friends, and I'm I'm nervous because it's the first time, but I am definitely excited. It's my first time as a filmmaker, but my first time as a director, and it's a little bit different. So, you know, of course, I hope that it's all well received. You know, I think it's a beautiful film with a lot of great talent. We have Mari Morrow, who's amazing in it. Christina. We've got Aloma Wright. God, I can't think of Sean Blakemore, Kareem. Trying to remember all the actors in the film. Just a lot of great talent. So, you know, come on out and support, you know, us, you know, in the film. Oh, Vanessa Williams is also in the film.
Okay.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the write up on it says Diva Diaries take you inside the fast-paced world of five beautiful ladies on a mission to take the world by storm and look good doing it. Ever since high school, Sophia, Robin, Lisa, Alex, and Jackie have been the topic of discussion and the envy of women hoping to emulate them, whether conquering the business world, juggling men, fighting wars, or just plain looking good. Nobody does it quite like this crew of self-proclaimed bougie babes. But whenever you're on top.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just finishing it up. It says, but whenever you're on top, you can expect that drama and naysayers will be close by. It takes a certain kind of woman to stand tall and look good through it all. And these divas fit the mold. Come watch the drama unfold. So that's a little write-up on that.
Yes. I mean, and it is really just that. I mean, it's really it's a look inside of girlfriends from high school, and you know how that high school relationship is almost like family, almost like first cousin sistership. And they go out, they go to college, graduate school, they start their jobs, and they kind of come back together, and you see them as adults, you know, living with all that history and all the different things that we have, the girlfriend drama, the boyfriend drama, the work drama, you know, the who am I drama, you know,
right.
You know, the career I wish I would have had or didn't have drama. And it's really, really wonderful, and they look good doing it. So, and you just get I think it's what's really nice and different about some of the other girl shows is they're really, really good friends. They're not just people that you put together or not just people in a situation, but they're people that kind of grew up together and then they went on with their lives. And now we're looking at them again as adults, you know, or more mature adults, you know, dealing with, you know, being bipolar or struggling with sexuality or not finding the right guy or having the right guy and not following your career. Just so many different things. It's just, it's really a diary of all kinds of issues and, you know, just regular stuff. And
so what inspired you to write this, direct this play?
I love my friends from high school. Some of my closest friends today are my friends from high school. And I think that's a different kind of relationship. Don't get me wrong, college and graduate school and obviously your workmates and friends are your friends. But people that you went to high school with, they really know you. You know.
Oh, I know. I've
mama,
got a couple that I feel banged up with.
Your sisters and brothers. They know where you live. They knew where we were before. You know, and I just wanted to capture that friendship. And that's something about your reunions. I was just talking to my girlfriend. She went back to her high school reunion and her college reunion. But high school is just different. You know what I mean?
It is.
Because those folks roll deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got your stories from when, you know, junior high and all that stuff. It's just really, it's a different kind of relationship. So I just wanted to look at that. And I wanted the girlfriends to have girlfriend problems without, you know, ain't nobody putting nobody's hair out. Ain't nobody having no fight. Not like that anyway.
There you go.
It's just clean, fun, scripted, fun. And I just think, you know, I just think it's just a nice way to look at, you know, as an actor, I just like being able to pretend to be someone and not necessarily be myself on camera. And I would like to see that, you know, in a girlfriend situation. So I just think that deep relationship from high school is a little bit different. So I'm trying to call in on that. And the ladies do an amazing job. Are you still with me? I said, no, I said the lady's doing an amazing job.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so I know everyone have got to be excited about doing this and making sure that this is successful as well. So congratulations.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I also wanted to mention my other project, which will be screening in September, and we're going to do that also here in Atlanta, New York, and Maryland. I was about to say Chicago. I guess that means we need to also screen in Chicago. And it's Boxing
Day. Right.
Boxing Day is another amazing film that I had the privilege of working on, acting in and producing in, and it's just well done. It's more of a drama. And this film has gotten so much love, 14 nominations for everything, basically, you know, best director and all this other stuff. It's actually a venture African-American and African film, and it tells a beautiful love, you know, Christmas sad story all at once. And we're going to be screening that, and hopefully I can, you know, come back and talk to you more about that when we get ready to do that. But it'll be in September, so not far apart. I want to say September 5th, and I don't have the dates for New York and Maryland, but I will have those dates. But if you just look up Boxing Day, and I will have that on my site soon, which is tangiemiller.com. So look for that film, which is also wonderful.
Tangi.org.
Tangiemiller.com. www.tangiemiller.com.
Okay. TangiMiller. So I see some of the nominations: Best Diaspora Drama, Best Diaspora Film, Best Makeup, Best Costume. Oh, wow, you guys are rocking it. Best Editing,
Original
Score,
it was directed by Robert
Peters.
It's really incredible. It's incredible. It is a story that is so striking that I don't even really want to give it away. Trying to figure out how can I tell you. It's a Christmas story that ends well, but there's a lot that happens before it does. And that's all I'm going to say. Please look it up and look at the trailer. But it's just so powerful, and I'm so excited about, you know, this film as well. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into it, and we're all just very proud. It's being well received. We just recently screened in Egypt, and we'll be showing it here first, and then I think following that we'll do Maryland, and then. Than New York, but I will have those dates for you, and they will be on my site soon. So soon you'll see this on my site as well.
Okay, wonderful.
You can check it out for Facebook, because I'll have it up on Facebook too.
Okay. So now, Tangi, what started you? I know in reading your bio, it says that you weren't even allowed to watch television as a small child, you and your siblings.
Okay, then a little bit dramatic with that. I wasn't allowed to watch much TV. It was very measured.
Okay.
My mother, she called television hellavision. I was sad, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, just a very, very Holy Ghost house. And we just didn't watch mess on TV, as I quote my mom. So we were not allowed to watch a lot of stuff. So if it had too much anything in it, we were not watching it, which meant we were not watching a lot of TV. So I think I fell in love with acting itself, just expressing myself and pretending and performing. And I started in high school, and that's really where it came from. And I'd done it all through high school. It was a hobby. Like, you know, I was in a band, you know, and when I went off to college, I continued to, you know, be a part of the drama department, but I was majoring in business. And then somewhere between, you know, my junior and senior year, I was like, okay, I got to get out of here. I'm taking too many, you know, drama classes. I'm in too many plays. I need to focus and get out. And I realized then that I just could not do, you know, I could not be a part of acting. And so I just got out and said I would go to graduate school and major in theater. And that's what I did. So that's kind of how it started. Okay. And then once I went over to California and, you know, we did our showcases, I ended up getting agent representation and, you know, was lucky enough to land my role of Felicity. And that was just kind of the beginning, you know, the beginning of the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we have a caller, Candy.
Okay.
Caller, area code 414-239. Would you give us your name and your comment or your question, please?
Yeah, hey, this is Rob Johnson, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have a question for Ms. Miller. First of all, I want to congratulate you on your credentials. You know, that's very impressive and very good. But as a writer/author, someone who would like to write in television and film, you know, and who has dreams of doing things in that arena, who's always had those and never really pursued it. But as far as giving up on your dream, when should you say you should give up if nothing happens? I was also featured in Ebony Magazine in February of 2012. You know, and I've written 4 books. I have 1 published, 1 fiction manuscript. But, you know, it's my dream is to write for television or film, but I just can't seem to get an agent, can't seem to get going. You know, my wife, you know, who says, you know, you need to give up on it because you've been pursuing and nothing's happened for you financially from it, so, you know, maybe you're not meant to do that. What do you say to that?
Wow, that's a very personal question. It's not something that I think anyone else should make, but I do feel that if you're married and you have kids that you have to also consider them, so maybe you can do that with your family. But for me, when I graduated, you know, UC Irvine, I gave myself 2 years to be able to make a living at it. But at the time, I was at the beginning of my career. I was, you know, single woman, you know, no kids, no husband. So I could afford to do that, but I gave it everything for 2 years. And that was the deal that I made with myself. I said, okay, if I don't do this, then I'm going to have to do something else. But I always wanted, no matter what, you know, I got the MFA so that I can teach it. I teach, you know, classes. I, you know, work with people. This is something I produce. I mean, no matter what, I will always do this in a way, but you have to be able to do it in a way that you can make a living. I don't know why you would need to choose, because to me, you might need to work overtime and double time. Like, you know, you may do what you need to do what you have to do for your family, but you can still do what you want to do on your time. So it doesn't have to be TV. Maybe it can be on the internet, and maybe it could be, you know, for friends. Maybe it could be for, you know, a church play. But if you love writing, I don't know that I would ever give that up if you're asking me. But maybe you have to figure out a way to fit it in your life where you can still do the things that you need to do, you know, for your family, your wife, or whatever, whoever, you know, that you're responsible for. Now, that's my opinion, and that's very, very relative. So, you know what I mean? So that's how I feel, because I do what I do because I love it. You know, I feel that, you know, you can make so much money doing so many different things. You know, there's a lot of talented people, and people that really do this are talented people. They can do many things, but it's a choice. So if you feel that way and it's something that you would do, you know, it's not about the money or that particular venue. I mean, you can still write, you know, for things that are not, that you don't have to have, you know, 500 people to give you a green light to get it done.
Right.
And it may be in a hobby, but I would think about not pushing everything, but looking and observing what is working for you and going in that direction and seeing what happens. Because it can't all be going bad, you know. Something has to be working for you in that area, and maybe you can look a little bit closer at that.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate
that. That's really
Hello?
Good advice, because it's not as thick.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You. That was some sound advice. I appreciate that. I also have a bachelor's degree in business. I'm 6 classes away from my master's in business, but I know that you know, I do like to write. I do, like I said, my writing is good. I did come to Atlanta this past March as a book signing with my book, one of them, the nonfiction, but the fiction is really good as well. How do you go about finding a good agent, or finding an agent, if you can help me out there?
Well, there should be books and things online with all the agents that are listed in Atlanta, and you just write them letters and pursue them like you would any other job.
Okay.
And see who responds.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for your advice.
I would never stop doing what I love to do. You just may have to figure out how to fit it in your life is what I'm
right.
really saying.
Right, I know, I get you. I got you. Absolutely.
And that
absolutely
may not
right.
be... That may not always be monetary, you know, because when you do what you love, it, in my opinion, it ought not be about the money.
Right. Yeah, it's not. I mean, like I said, I would do it for free, but like I said, I do have a wife and I have a teenage son that I need to support. So.
Right. Well, then that means you have to figure out how to do it
yeah.
in a way that it doesn't compromise what you're doing. And sometimes that means you got to work double time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you
right.
like playing tennis and you're not a pro tennis player, that doesn't mean you stop playing tennis. That means you may not go to Olympics to play tennis, but you're gonna do this. This is your hobby. This is what you do for fun.
Right.
Doesn't
yeah.
mean you
yeah.
don't play tennis.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I appreciate your honesty there. Thank you.
You know. Okay.
Thank you.
But
Candy,
I don't know that it's that you don't have around the corner that opportunity. I just think that you need to look at what is working and see what happens.
Right. Okay.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that was great advice because it keeps the family intact and it supports him and his creative energies at the same time. So excellent advice. And so go ahead.
I think you have, that is so personal and that's a hard question for me to answer because I know what I did when I started and, you know, I don't know what would have happened if I had gone down year two and I hadn't gotten a job that could support me and I hadn't figured out a way to make a living at it. But I've heard people say, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years or 20 years before anything popped. I think it's so personal and you have to follow your own path with it. But I think you just also have to be reasonable with yourself. And if you know you have more than yourself that you're responsible for, you just have to consider that too. But I don't ever think I don't ever think I would ever stop doing it because I do like it that much. I love it that much. And you just find a way to work it in while you're doing what you need to do. And I do believe that opportunities will present themselves. Sometimes we're pushing through this door, but there's another door right to the side that we're not looking at because we're so busy trying to go that way. And that's when you can step back and look and see what is open, what is available to you. You know?
And you're right, when you work it in your passion and when you work it in something that you really love, you would do without a few hours of sleep to be able to put that time into whatever project you're involved in. And so,
right.
you know, if you do have, because you did it at such a perfect time, you know, right out of college and before you got into the other, you know, like marriage and
other
children,
things.
You devoted
that time
to your dream, yeah, and that's great.
And that was kind of like my particular path, you know. My fiance in college died in a car accident. So I might have been married, but I didn't get married because of what happened to him, you know. And you know, who knows how things would have gone, you know, if things had worked differently. So I
right.
just think you have to really just look at things. And a lot of times we're pushing and we're trying to make stuff happen. And I do believe faith without works are dead. But I do believe we have to look back and see what is pulling and calling us. And sometimes we get so caught up going one direction when all we got to do is tweak just a little bit. And that other door is wide open.
Yes, indeed.
Because I love filmmaking and I would not have known that I was going to be a filmmaker had I not done an independent film with a friend of mine. You know, he had, you know, written his film and was directing it and asked me to be a part of it. And it just kind of opened my eyes to a whole nother way to do what I love to do. And I can't
okay.
imagine not being a filmmaker. And I didn't foresee that when I first started in the industry. I had no idea, you know, how to make movies or that I would direct a film, you know, but I love that as well, and I found like a new love, you know, in the industry for directing. I mean, as a producer, you get kind of frustrated with all the things that you're so, you know, responsible for. But as a director, you just fall in love with the actors and the acting all over again. So it's a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. So there may be some more levels for him in his writing that he's not discovered yet. And sometimes just
you know, listening and looking, you might find yourself where you really want to be. You don't even know yet.
And
that's what I love about
Priscilla. Right,
you know,
right. And so your entertainment.
That you haven't, you can't even dream for yourself. Can you say that again?
I said your entertainment, Olivia Entertainment, that was bred out of what? Your wanting to expand more in the media industry or?
You know, it's a production company that I founded when I started making movies. Olivia Entertainment is my production company.
So you have it. You have a wide range of interest in the film and media industry. So you're directing, you're producing, you're writing, you're acting. And so you're involved.
I know, you
in
make it
round.
Sound like a lot. Yeah, it's kind of evolving
like
in a way. I mean, I started out acting, and then I found myself producing. And in producing, I ended up writing out of necessity, you know, just telling the stories and rewriting stories. And then after doing that for a while, I ended up directing. But it certainly wasn't planned, and I couldn't have foreseen it. But, yeah, that's kind of what's evolved in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and I think that's all
for
a part
15
of
years now.
Working your passion, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's all a part of working for your passion. That's what I'm saying.
If you're
in the industry, things just, you know, if you sit back and look, you'll see so many opportunities that you wouldn't have dreamt of. I know I wouldn't, you know.
Right. And you've got the NAACP Image Award in your credit.
Nominated twice for Image Awards. I haven't gotten the award yet, but I definitely was nominated. And
So we got two things coming up for you. The first one is going to be Diva Diaries. That's August the 11th, and that's going to be right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's with the Peachtree. Let me get back to it right quick.
Peachtree Village Film Festival.
Film Festival, right.
Opening up. Mm-hmm.
Peachtree Village International Film Festival, and that's going to be at the Southwest Arts Center at 915 New Hope Road in Atlanta, that's New Hope and Cascade Road, and it's the screening, the preception is from 6 to 7, and the screening is from 7 to 10, and there'll be a
fashion show
during
is
the
6:15. Yes, so please be
6:15.
Yeah.
And the tickets are very reasonable as well.
Yes. Yes, I think so, too. We have to thank our director. Actually, the Peachtree Film Festival has been around for 10 years.
Okay.
And I'm so excited. This is our first year being a part of it. And I just love working with the team. And so I'm actually looking forward to it. And I'm very honored that they have our film for their opening night.
And then you've got the Boxing Day coming up in September.
And then Boxing Day in September, which you have to come. That's a must-see. Yes.
Those are just a month apart. How do you manage all of that, Tanji?
It's good busy. It's good busy. It's good busy.
Okay. I like that.
And please check out the website and look for more information, and we'll definitely have that all up on TanjiMiller.com. But I'm going to have to run, but I want to tell you that it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. And I'm so thankful that I had an opportunity for you to share with the audience. And again, you guys, you can get in touch with her and follow up at www.tangimiller.com. And she has all of the information there. Again, she's got Diva Diaries coming up on August the 11th, premiering here in Atlanta at the Southwest Arts Center on New Hope Road in Cascade. And then she's got Boxing Day that has 14 nominations. That's coming in, up in September. That's airing, debuting in L.A., D.C., New York, and Atlanta. So we will be following you, Tanji, and looking forward to meeting you in person while you're here in Atlanta in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I'll see you, Sandy, at the opening.
Yes, please, please. And thank you so much for taking some time with sharing with us today.
Okay, thank you. All right.
All right. And thank you again, and blessings to you.
Thank you. All righty.
Okay, bye-bye. So that was so cool to have Sandy Miller with us, sharing her life with us. She is preparing to do the Peachtree Film Festival, International Film Festival. So to have her to be able to talk with us for the time that she did is just absolutely incredible. So now we're just going to get into some more talk and dialogue about some things. So we have the caller that Rob, I think, was that your name, Rob?
Yeah, Rob Johnson. How you doing, Sandy?
Rob, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Great, great. So, Rob, you were talking about how to make your dream a reality, and I think part of what you were saying is when other people in the household don't support you or endorse you 100%. So we can have a little dialogue around that, you know, and anyone else that's on the line tonight that would like to join in and voice whatever it is that they would like to discuss. Again, Tangie had to get back. She had business to take care of to make sure that her next two projects come off successfully. So we bless her and we wish her well and really sincerely thank her for being with us tonight. So she's just a true multi-talented gem in the media world. So again, I want to thank Tangie. So what type of opposition or what are you looking for in as far as words to be able to convince the people in your household to support your project?
Well, she supports it, but, you know, like I said, she doesn't see, because nothing monetary, no monetary gain has happened from it yet. They get a little exposure, but nothing monetary. So it's kind of like, you know, it's, well, you need to really give up on that because it did cause problems with me keeping a regular opportunity, regular paid jobs, you know, following that and nothing happened, just sometimes, you know, making dead end connections and nothing goes from the first encounter. So it's like, you know, I gave you enough time, I can't take it no more. You need to really focus on taking care of your family. And so that's where we're at now. You know, and it's like at this point, maybe I'm thinking she's right. You know, like I said, I was in Ebony Magazine in February of 2012. I did get it put in there. I do have some sales of my book, but nothing substantial where I can say, you know what, I can make this full-time living. And sometimes I think it may have something to do with where I'm located at, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of sales are handled online, which really does not reflect where you live. And so it could be the marketing part of your dream or the marketing part of the business that needs tweaking and perhaps a different way, you know, to present it. So what if you pull back from it for a while to be able to develop that before you went out or, you know, went full steam ahead to make a living out of it, which would financially support your family?
Right, yeah, that's what we're working on. That's what my wife, she suggested too. So I'm taking that route now. I just figured I could get some other input from someone in the industry already. But, yeah, that's the route I'm going right now. I'm going to pull back and reshift and focus on another component to work something out to, you know, go at a different route.
Yeah, do you have it in all different formats, like on e-book, online, and in the printed book, and you have it in your bookstores? How are you handling the distribution of your book?
Yeah, there needs to be more work on my part. It is available online in all online stores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, everywhere online. It is available in ebook and print as well. So, yeah, it's just more so I need to do some more working on it myself, you know, as far as that goes.
And you have more than one book too, right?
I have one book published. Then the others are manuscripts. One fiction, which is the one that I was more creative about. The nonfiction is kind of like a biography, so that wasn't too hard to write, but it is good. But the fiction book is all creativity, which is what I said it's prompted me and sparked me to want to write for TV and film, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we wish you well. And,
well, thank you.
Yeah, hopes that you'll be able to fulfill your dream just like Tanji did. You know, to come from the background that she did, where she did not have a lot of support in as far as what you would call it an openness, you know, for them to be able to watch all the different types of television shows and stuff coming up. So, you know, a lot of hers was sparked, her creativity was sparked in a different area. So, but wish you well. Wish you
Thank
very
you.
Well with that. You're welcome. You're welcome. So I want to read a little part that I received. This friend of mine sent this to me and told me that it reminded him of me. And so I want to share this writing with you to see if it does anything for you. And it's called Embracing Womanhood. And it's the subtitle says, when any woman honors herself, all women collectively move closer to becoming what they are truly capable of being. There are many ways and myriad reasons for women to honor and embrace all that they are. And when any individual woman chooses to do so, all women collectively move closer to becoming what they are truly capable of being. By honoring her experience and being willing to share it with others, both male and female, she teaches as she learns. When she can trust herself and her inner voice, she teaches those around her to trust her as well. Clasping hands with family members and friends, coworkers and strangers, in a shared walk through the journey of life, she allows all to see the self-respect she possesses and accepts their respect too. That is offered through look, word, and deed. When a woman can look back into her past, doing so without regret and instead seeing only lessons that brought her to her current strength and wisdom, she embraces the fullness of her experience. She helps those around her to build upon the path that she does. And when she chooses to create her desires, she places her power in the present and moves forward with life into the future. Seeing her own divinity, a woman learns to recognize the divinity in all women. She then can see her body as a temple, appreciating its feminine form and function, regardless of what age or stage of life she finds herself. She can enjoy all that it brings to her experience and appreciate other women and their experiences as well. Rather than seeing other women as competition, she can look around her to see the cycle of life, reflected in the beauty of her sisters, reminding her of her own radiance should she ever forget. She can then celebrate all the many aspects that make her a being worthy of praise, dancing to express the physical, speaking proudly to express her intellect, sharing her emotions, and leading the way with her spiritual guidance. Embracing her womanhood, she reveals the facets that allow her to shine with the beauty and strength of a diamond to illuminate her world. I just thought that was so wonderful that my friend shared that with me, and I accept that as being a token of love from him. So thank you so much, Robert, for sharing that with me. And so we had the honor and the pleasure of having Ms. Tanji Miller with us earlier, and her credits are just endless with all the movies and the TV productions that she's been a part of. But she's an actress, she's a model, she's a dancer, and she's now a producer as well as a director of film. And so she's going to be making her debut here as a director with Diva Diaries on August the 11th in Atlanta. So I just wanted to give another shout out to her, and we're going to be doing that a couple more times before the show is over. If you missed her and her interview with us and you want more information, you can go to www.tangimiller.com, and she'll have all the information on there. And remember, she's going to be doing that Boxing Day that has received 14 nominations thus far, and that's premiering in September in Los Angeles, D.C., New York, and Atlanta. And so now we're talking about our dreams and our business aspirations and the things that we may not have accomplished in life. And so, you know, what can we do to make that manifest and be our reality? So we were talking to Rob Johnson a while back, and he was sharing with us, you know, that he had stepped out and he's now taken a look and redesigning what his life is going to look like as he go after his dream of turning his book into a national bestseller and providing monthly or sufficient financial resources to support his family, his wife, and his child. And so his information that he shared with us is really fascinating, because I think a lot of us don't get to where we want to be. And a lot of times what we'll do versus stopping and revamping our program, going through a business plan and our marketing plan, we would rather just stop and just be like, oh, well, it didn't work and that's it. And so I'm really proud of Rob for not giving up and having the fortitude to be able to look again at what he's done so far and realize that something else needs to take place on that. So I'm going to play a song which I think would give us all some type of a little direction here in as far as being able to keep going. Because, you know, so far this month we've had back-to-back three African-American business people that have just been tremendous with the work that they're doing. We have had Tika Michelle, who started us, I believe, at the beginning of the month, and she has her own cable show, and she told us about how that went and what she's doing with that, and gave us a lot of different information there. And then we had Mark Anthony Jenkins, who's the CEO of the New York Black Expo annual event. And he was just incredible with telling us his story and the number of people that he's been able to help with building their business, because that's what his actual talent was in, was helping people to network and helping them to build sound businesses. And so he was just incredible. And then we had Shantae Goodwin, who had her own IT company. So we've had some really powerful, powerful people here in the month of July that we can take lessons from. And so if you've missed any of those shows, you can go on to blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and you would be able to listen to any one of those shows for the business information that those individuals so lovingly shared with us. And so this is about building business. You know, this was what we did coming out of slavery into the industrial age, is we had our own business. And for some reason, we were led to believe that we needed to work for other people to earn a living and to survive. And I believe personally that we're returning to that day of owning our own businesses. And so these particular individuals that I just mentioned, all our guests for the month of July have been entrepreneurs, successful business people that have shared with us their important business tactics, their important business tips to help you to be successful. So I hope you've been able to glean something from each one of the guests for this month and been able to take some of that information and apply it to whatever it is that you're doing in a business vein. So let's take a quick break, and I'll be right back with you.
With my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. Didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way.
So that was Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And I believe that's what we're talking about tonight and what we've been talking about all month, listening to these extremely successful business people that in such a wide variety and diversity in their businesses. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And tonight we had as our special guest, Tanji Miller. She's an actress, she's a model, she's a dancer, she's a producer and a director, and she gave us a lot of her time that she had to get back because she's debuting, making her directorial debut here in Atlanta in just a couple of weeks on August the 11th with her film Diva Diaries. And then shortly after that, she has another film coming out, Boxing Day, which has been which has received 14 nominations, and that's going to be out in September. So she's a very busy person, and we're just pleased and honored that she was able to spend some of her time with us tonight. So thank you again for being with us. If you would like to add to the conversation, if you're already on the line, just push 1. If you're listening otherwise and would like to be a part of the discussion, the number to call in is 516-531-9819. And so I'm doing a recap for this month's 5 shows that we've had. And again, they've been incredible, incredible, successful people in such a variety of different fields. And we've had Tika Michelle. Again, she has her own cable production company. And we had Mark Anthony Davis with the Black Expo. And we had Shante that Goodwin that talked with us about her IT company. And we had Tika Michelle. I'm sorry, I said her. You know, she was really, really good. So, Mark Anthony Jenkins and Tika. So those have been our guests, but they've all been extremely successful business people, and they have showed us what they have to offer and shared their business expertise with us. And so each one, again, had their own take or their own signature that they left in the business world in order to be able to do what they do. Now, Tika had a team of people, but she was able to take some of what she already had, her love in life, and was able to put that into her business. And she wanted to address women, and she wanted to be able to showcase women in a very positive light. And so she came up with her company, SIP, which is Sisters in Prayer. And so our show was called Ain't Nothing Like a Praying Sister. And she was able to take that vision that she had and produce that cable show. And so just extremely, extremely proud of the work that Tika Michelle is doing. And she's in North Carolina and but being very successful. And the name of her original organization is Our Pages, Our Voices, Our Views, Our Pages, Our Views. And the Sister in Prayer was an outreach of that. So we've got Ron back with us. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, it is. It's me. I have to get it to the phone. But I just want to, you know, I know you got to go, but I just want to leave something that I found to be helpful a little bit with my reflection. Something that Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, he said, losers quit when they fail. Winners fail until they succeed. And I just want to leave that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So is that your mantra?
No, that's Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad.
I know, but is that your mantra? Is that what you're living by now?
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I had to reflect and I remember that. And that's what I do. You know, I keep going and I re-strategize. And sometimes I want to give up, but it won't die down. You know, the fire is there and you may go down to a smoldering flame or smoldering, but the wind blows and picks the fire back up. So I do live by that as I reflect on that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that that analogy that you're using, because what happens is, you know, perhaps we're undershooting our goal when we first set out. You know, maybe like with your book, just taking that for an example, you know, maybe you only want to sell like a few hundred copies, you know, or 1,000 copies, and that would have been like your success marker in your life. But maybe God does want you to have that to be a movie, you know, and a top-rated movie. And so you may need to come back off of it for just a moment and rethink, you know, the direction and again, you know, your strategy, how you're going to accomplish that. And so I know that it's going to be all what you desire for it to be and much more. But a lot of times we play ourselves too short when we're creating our goals and our dreams. And so I just want to give you that for some inspiration that, you know, make your dream larger. You know, make your dream as large as you can, because if you can dream it, if you can visualize it, if you can accept that it's possible, then it can become your reality. But you have got to believe that. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, my book is going to be turned into a movie. It can't be like that. It's got to be so deep in your spirit that you're sleeping it, you're drinking it, you're thinking about it all the time, but not losing sight of your other goals and responsibilities like your family. Of course, that's always your first priority. But, and you know, when you're sitting there all by yourself, you know, what's going through your mind? What is it that's driving you? And so if you're constantly thinking of new ways and new ideas to manifest your dream, then that's when you can put that extra energy into it. And so, but yeah, don't shy away from your family any at all.
Absolutely, that was great. I like that helped me out so much. You know, and like I said, I'm that fire, and it keeps blowing. You know, it goes down a little bit, but the wind blows and it's reignited. So I just, like I said, it'll happen. I don't give up because I think about it and I know it's within my heart. I just know I got to do my part a little bit differently now, you know. And so that's good. I got some good advice tonight. I'm glad I was on the call, Sandy.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, look, I like what Tanji said, you know, like it's personal, you know, it's very personal because it is, you know. And if anybody, in my opinion, anyone that attempts to make it a blanket rule as to, you know, how you can resolve an issue, I have a tendency to really kind of look a little bit sideways at them, because it is every decision that you make is personal, because you're the only one that knows all the small intricate details of that decision or that choice or what's all the variables that's included in it. So it is very, very personal for you when you're making a decision, and you just want someone, you know, to kind of bounce your ideas off of, but not to really help you to get to, you know, like the final decision, because ultimately that's yours.
Right. Absolutely.
But just hang in there. Don't, you know, just hang in there, because some people, it's taking them, you know, like a long time versus a lot of failures. Because I hate to say failures, because you know, you're just finding out ways that haven't worked. That's all. So you're not failing. You're improving upon your strategy and your marketing process to get where you need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, it's been well. I'm on my way out. I have to go make a few runs here, but it was good being on the show, and I look forward to it. All right, have a good one.
Okay. I appreciate you so much for calling in. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have had some interesting discussions tonight. Tanji Miller was our guest speaker, and she had to return to some business in order to meet the deadlines that she has in front of her. So she will be appearing in Atlanta, Georgia, in just 2 weeks on August the 11th. She will be debuting Diva Diaries, and that's going to be in a private screening at the Southwest Arts Center at 915 New Hope Road. That's Southwest Atlanta. That's on New Hope Road in Cascade. The Preception, which will have a fashion show included, is between 6 and 7 p.m., and the screening is from 7 to 10. And again, the featured designer is Liz Russell, and she is a designer out of Los Angeles, California. And I understand that this is going to be just an incredible film that you do not want to miss. The ticket's general admission is like $15, and a VIP ticket is $25. You can't go to a movie screening for that amount of money. That's why I said that it's very, very reasonable. So there's no reason why you should not want to be a part of that. And then Tanji also has a film coming out in September called Boxing Day. It has 14 different nominations, including Best Diaspora Film. And I want to make sure I'm telling you these correctly. And a Best Film, Best Drama, Best Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Editing, Original Score, Sound, Best Actor in a Leading Role, Best Actress in a Leading Role, Their Makeup, Costume, Diaspora Film, and Diaspora Drama. So it appears to be truly, truly something that we will not want to miss. And so in September, it's going to be headlined in L.A., D.C., and New York, and Atlanta, she said. So those would be two events that I am definitely going to have on my calendar to go and support Tanji Miller. Again, you know, we're talking about business, entrepreneurs, being successful, what we can share with each other to boost and to help one another to reach our goals in life. And so, again, each one of the business persons that we've had on air with us in the month of July, it's been 5 weeks, and we've had five incredible, am I right? It's been 4 weeks. But we've had some incredible guests this month, and each one with their own story of success and what they took. They were determined, focused, and to stay on point with what they deemed to be their passion in life, and they did not get sidetracked from creating their realities, manifesting their dreams. And so I believe we got Brother Ali with us. That's 213-422. Is that you, Ali? Caller on 213-422. Give us your name and where you're calling from. I apologize. I thought that was somebody that I knew. All right, so we'll come back. But again, you know, it's so important that we take advantage and we understand what's important and what characteristics and what strengths and what changes we may need to make in our life when we're in that entrepreneurial state of mind where we want to create a business, a successful business, like Mr. Jenkins was telling us. You know, it's one thing to want to be in business and to say you want to do business, but you've got to have the marketing down. You've got to do your research. You've got to have your finances and your accounting in line. And so you can't just haphazardly step out and say, well, okay, I'm going to start me a clothing company today, and I'm going to have tennis shoes that I'm going to sell to the rappers or the I hope we still call them rappers. I don't even know what the latest terminology is in music, but so I'm going to say rappers for lack of knowing any other name. But if you don't have a game plan, if you don't know exactly what it is that you're doing, then how would you expect people to even know who you are and to get your product out there to the people to even be successful? So it's not one-dimensional, but it's multidimensional when you go to do business. You got your marketing, you've got your research, your accounting, your finances, your business plan. You need a team of people to help you to achieve your dream. I do believe that one person can get the ball rolling, but it's a lot better when you have a team that's supporting you. So I'm trying again for a caller on 213-422. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess my headset wasn't working. This is Ali.
That's what I thought it was you, Eileen. I was like, uh-oh, I must have made a mistake when I didn't hear your voice come back to me.
Yeah, that was me. I was talking, and I guess my headset wasn't working right, so I said, let me get off of it and talk through the phone this time.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you for being on the show with us.
Yeah, I missed the young lady, I guess, but, you know, I've been listening to you for the last 20 minutes or so and just trying to get, you know, caught up on what you was talking about. But, yeah, I guess I had to catch her at another time, or I heard some of the dates you said where she would be at and all that. So.
And you can always go on and listen to the archive shows as well. And so you would just go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rogers. Uh-huh. And then you can listen. Yeah, because she's in production mode, you know, like it's less than it's a little over 2 weeks when she'll be making her debut as a director here in Atlanta. So, I mean, this is crunch time. And so for her to have shared as much time as she did, I'm honored by her, you know, and she's on fire. Her energy is just soaring. She's a beautiful, beautiful spirit. So I'm thankful that she shared with us as much as she did.
Yeah, that's great.
So now you do business. You're a business person, aren't you? You are, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So tell us some of your secrets about how you have been successful in the work that you do.
Well, for me, you know, I'm just one person, so my business only, you know, needs one person to operate it. You know, I don't have to hire folks, but I could. But, you know, I do pet sitting. I got a pet sitting business that I, you know, I'm a co-owner in. And basically my secret was just to go where they, you know, help dogs, you know, cats and rabbits. And that's at the veterinarians. And then that's where I, you know, got in relationship with some of the doctors and stuff like that. And then, you know, from there, the Humane Society, from there, the pet hospital, you know, and people start to know each other in the industry like that, and then you know, they know, they represent, and they let people know that when they need pet sitting, you know, to come to our pet sitting business if they want somebody to watch their pet. So that's where I get my, you know, clientele and you know, word of mouth from.
So what made you decide to do that? Have you always had a love for animals, or is that something that developed later in life, or how did you know that that's what you wanted to do?
Well, I you know, a lot of times people in business, they really don't know what they want to do, you know, a long time. Some people do. Some people, they choose it from the start, but a lot of folks have no idea what they're going to end up in business in later on in life. I always loved pets,
yeah.
Sure. Had no idea I'd be walking them and making money walking them and feeding cats and, you know, and taking care of rabbits. I didn't even know back in the day that you can get paid for that kind of stuff. So, you know, now I found out 10 years ago that you could, and that not only could you get paid, you could actually make a living off of it and really be successful off of it as well, especially if you save the money, you know. So,
and you
yeah,
know what,
very
what fascinating. What fascinates me about you, Ali, is your calm demeanor. It's like, you know, the post that you post on Facebook, and you're talking about hugs and, you know, like extending love out to people. And so you found something that you're very passionate about. And so is that what makes you that calm person? Because that you're actually doing something that you love, or you know what I'm saying? Does that affect how we relate to each other? Because most people, when they go to a job or they have a job, they're usually so uptight, you know, that you really don't want to even risk talking to them in fear of you don't know what may be coming back out of their mouth towards you. But you always seem so level and so calm and collected all the time.
Yeah, you know, well, it was my mama that instilled that in me, and she passed away last year, so that's where I originally got it from. But as I got to do this job, you're right. The pets, you know, that's one of the reasons why I got my own business. I didn't want to deal with people. And so I said, well, how could I create or do something that's going to alleviate people and alleviate me from not being able to make a living? So I started thinking, because when you go into business, you don't want to do a lot of things that people do because there's a lot of competition out there. You know, you want to go into something, like, you know, that people are not doing. So I chose pet sitting, and because a lot of people like me don't do that kind of stuff. So I did it, but there is no talk back. The dogs bark.
Oh, right.
The dogs bark and the cats meow. That's it. I don't hear nothing from nobody, and I don't have a problem, so they keep me humble. Like you said, they keep me humble. They keep me in tune with, you know, especially when you take care of a rabbit, and they can't protect themselves. So when they see you coming and they trust you and they come up to you, they let you know that they trust you and they know that you're not going to harm them.
Right.
And so you have to. So you learn from the animals to walk like a human being.
I love that. That's really, really amazing. So, did you have someone that you said your mother helped you or taught you the about being calm and the loving on people and things like that? But getting into the business, was there like one particular incident that got you hooked or motivated to even reach out to the veterinarians and the animal shelters and things like that? Was there one event, one activity that started you, that sparked you to move ahead in your dream?
Well, yeah, I was broke. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I was broke, man. I said, man, this is a call. This is an event. This is something that got to be taken care of right now. So
okay.
I looked up. I said, man, what can I do, Lord? Give it to me. And I was staying upstairs from a guy that did grooming on dogs. Mm-hmm. And I started talking to him, and I ran into somebody else that had the pet sitting. And then she said that we got to talk, and she said that she actually needed some help. So I offered, you know, well, I asked her, how could I get some of the clients? I want to go into business for myself. Would you give me some clients? She said, well, you know, if you give me, you know, a certain amount of money, I'll give you a certain amount of clients.
Okay.
So that's how I bought in. That's how I bought into the partnership with the business, paid her the money. I think it's like $2,500 I paid. She gave me four clients. I made my $2,500 back in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's incredible. That's awesome. So you went into prayer and meditation and sought advice from the Most High before you made your decision. I love it. That's great. And you're very successful at what you do. I mean, I can just tell because you're so peaceful and you're so calm and so your whole personality just exudes prosperity and abundance, you know, because you are that, you know, you don't have the worries of the world on you. So
I don't worry, but it also take good people like yourself, because I know I call into your show almost every week, and you also help that humbleness too. I don't do this by myself. It take a village. And sometimes the village people don't even know that somebody watching them to be a good person. So you do that for me too, and everything that you do to help me to keep going as well. And that's the truth.
Thanks, Ali. I appreciate that. You know, it's because we don't have enough. Again, and this is the reason why I do this show, Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, is because for me, we don't have enough avenues. We don't have enough vehicles where we can just sit and really, you know, talk positive talk and be supportive and help each other and talk about those subjects that, you know, we don't have access to, or, you know, subjects that we're afraid to talk about because we don't know how, you know, somebody's going to respond to us and things like that. You know, and how many places would bring on four different successful black business owners to talk about business in 1 month. You know, so I'm blessed to have received the call because I actually started like my blog talk. I got my account back in 2010, you know, and it's just been sitting there until last year. So, you know, and that's what I was trying to explain to Rob earlier, is sometimes, you know, your mind can be set on one thing, and the Most High has a whole different plan for you. Like, no, you know, I'm going to let you just sit on that for a minute because that's not what I want you to do. But until you give it up, I can't move in your life, you know. So it's kind of like that. So, no, I know I'm this a special calling for me, and I certainly appreciate it. I know that it is. I'm humbled by the whole thing.
Oh yeah, I'm humbled for you and humbled by the whole thing right here with you. I'm gonna say this, and I ain't gonna say nothing else, 'cause I know you ain't got that much time left. But I always told you, you know, if you had a place that I had to show up instead of making this phone call to talk to you, I would show up, 'cause your radio show is like a class, and your voice, it attracts people to come and listen. So if I had to show up, I would.
Well, thank you. I'm gonna come to California and be speaking, and so I'm talking that into existence, even as we sit in Atlanta and San Diego on that one. So thank you. I accept that. I appreciate you too so much. So we've been this month of July. This month I call it the month of justice, because we get to celebrate equal fairness for all people, respect and harmony, oneness, and all of that, where we looked upon one another with complete and total love, unconditional love. You know, we don't put conditions on people in order for them to be able to experience our love and our acceptance of them. And so that goes with the business too, because until you can get to that point where everyone is accepted on an equal level, then your business will not be as successful as it can be. And when you can put all of what you have, all of your love, all of your compassion, and being guided by a higher power, be it God or whoever, whatever name you give to that creative force, so be it. But when we are doing all that we can and we're able to be successful in our business endeavors, then we can be like the guests we've had on our show this month, and like Ali was just saying, being peaceful and calm, because you know that you've been guided and directed to the exact right place of earning your financial resources, or obtaining your financial resources that can maintain you in your obligations and responsibilities. And so we just give thanks in advance. We give thanks for all the manifestations of dreams and goals and intentions. We give thanks because we're alive on this day and this time right now, where there's nothing that we need to ask anybody for. We have all of our senses. We can taste, see, smell, and touch. Oh, my God. This is such an incredible time to be alive in, regardless to all the distractions that the media would have us to believe is disrupting our livelihood. We are blessed. We are blessed people. We are blessed to be able to get up and move about in each day the way that we so choose. And so with that, I'm going to sign off for this week, and I'll see you in August. You realize next week is August. And so have a fantastic, prosperous, fantastic, outstanding week. And as always, I wish you the best. May you forever live in divine wellness. And this is Sandy Rogers, your host. I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for being a part of this show tonight. Good night. And I will see you next week, same time, same channel. Love you. Bye. Love.